The history of Saltaire is often told as the story of its founder, Sir Titus Salt, and other later men who owned the mill business and the village. It is rare to hear history through the voices of women and girls who lived in the village and worked in the mill. Ethel's is the story of a young girl who came to live in Saltaire in 1894, when she was 6 years of age. This short extract gives a good insight into life between the 1890s and the early 1900s. At this time, the Salt family no longer owned Salt's Mill or Saltaire, but a sense of life being good shines through Ethel's story. In 1894, at the time of their move to a house in Saltaire, Ethel's family consisted of her father George, mother Mary, four girls and a boy. George was the weft foreman at the mill, and although not a robust man, he took an active part in village affairs and was secretary of the local Conservative Party and also the corresponding secretary of the Saltaire Cricket Club. Her mother Mary was lively, with a great sense of humour. She took a very active part in Saltaire Methodists' Mother's Meeting. The eldest daughter, aged 10, was already working half-time at the mill in the spinning department. Her brother Joseph, aged 8, a sturdy, well-built boy, was very fond of sport. Ethel was 6 years old and should have been placed in the infant school at Albert Road, now Saltaire Primary School, but was able to pass the test for the 7-year-olds in Standard 1 in the senior school, and from that date forward remained in a class where all the pupils were older than her. Ethel recalls that most families enjoyed roughly the same standard of living and were able to afford the necessities of life. She remembers the wholesome meals her family had. Home-baked bread, of course, and always the delicious flat cake, eaten warm with lashings of good butter. Her mother baked 2 and later 3 stones of bread every Thursday, the loaves being stored in an earthenware bread pot until required. The loaves were baked in a coal oven. Hot work in the summer, but the smell of freshly baked bread was a delight. The family had a cooked dinner every day. On Sundays, they had a joint, always a good-sized piece of meat. Ethel's favourite being beef, because of the tasty dripping it produced. On Mondays, washing day, the family had cold meat and vegetables and usually fruit pie for the sweet. Ethel and other children often saw 3,000 workers all leaving the mill at the same time and all in a hurry, filling the entire width of Victoria Road. In order to ensure that workers got up in the morning in time for work, some families employed a knocker-up. This was a man who, for a few pence per week, would knock on the bedroom window with a long pole at a time usually between 5 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. The knocker-up would not cease tapping at the window till some member of the family appeared. Ethel's school, Albert Road Elementary, was lit by gas, a chandelier being in each classroom with 5 or 6 naked lights. Gas mantles were invented later. It was the only school in the country entirely run by women, the only man on the premises being the caretaker, Mr. Cordingley, who lived in Albert Road. The girls wore cloth dresses and always a nice clean pinafore, and from 8 or 9 years of age wore buttoned boots instead of clogs. Woe betide anyone who lost the button hook, as some boots had 8 or 10 buttons and came well up the leg. They all wore black woollen stockings, mostly knitted by their mothers. The girls also wore 2 or 3 petticoats, one made of flannel. The main subjects at school were reading, writing, arithmetic, history and geography, and the boys had 1 drawing lesson a week when the girls learnt sewing. The only garments they ever made were women's white and red flannel petticoats. They had to feather stitch all the seams, as they were all handmade, and their mothers bought them at the year end. Ethel's and her friends played outdoor games such as hopscotch, skipping, marbles, and a game called buttony ball, for which they raided their mother's sewing boxes for buttons, which were placed in a chalked circle on the pavement near a wall. Then they took turns at bouncing the ball into the circle and against the wall, catching it on return. If anyone knocked a button out of the circle, the button was theirs to keep. Ethel remembers long summer days with fine weather, which seemed to last for weeks. She never remembered wearing a coat in summer, and raincoats did not form a part of the wardrobe. Not in Ethel's family, anyway. Every week the children had a penny spending money. For a halfpenny, children could get a long stick of licorice root at Mrs. Hargreaves' greengrocer's shop at the end of Shirley Street. And for the second halfpenny, children would go to Helliwell's grocer's and sweet shop in Catherine Street for 2 ounces of the numerous varieties of boiled sweets they always kept in stock. Ethel's story continues through her teenage years, working in Salt's Mill, and gives a wonderful picture of work and social life during her lifetime in Saltaire.